Now we're going to meet a Danish tooth maker who later became a dream therapist at the urging of his Jewish Unitarian minister wife. As one does. Okay, better back up. So for Flemming Berend, his career as a dental technician was something that he loved.
From a very early age, I loved to paint and to sculpt, and I went to sculpting school and drawing schools and all of that. And so when I found dental technology, because I always really liked detailed work, so I thought, well, this is something for me because it's very artistic, or was very artistic.
So you were actually, you were sculpting teeth.
Yes, sculpting teeth and layering porcelain, putting colors into porcelain and the whole glass technology, which is very artistic work.
He practiced in Germany, in Massachusetts, Washington, D.C. When his wife took a minister job in Utah, he moved his practice there. They eventually ended up in Olympia to be closer to their college-age kids. But over the last 10 or 15 years, the art of handcrafting and staining teeth had transitioned to computers and 3D printers. Flemming began to feel disillusioned with the mechanized version of his industry.
Because I'm interested in life and not in computer life. I want the real life and I want the real art. And it doesn't interest me at all what a computer can do. I think it's wonderful it can do it. But that's not for me.
So when Flemming was weighing his options and trying to figure out what he would do next, he made the most obvious and logical transition.
I've had an interest in dreams since I was a kid.
That's right. Flemming moved from the tooth business to the dream business. More specifically, he studied the theories of psychologist Carl Jung and became what's called an archetypal pattern analyst. Through that lens, he helps clients interpret their dreams.
Archetypes are the things we can recognize in all cultures, at all times, in all places.
So what's an example some people might be familiar with?
Well, the archetypes, for example, is fatherhood, you know, or motherhood. You know, that's an archetype because we all know what that is about. We know the father is about protecting the family, you know, bringing home the dinosaur, right? And the woman takes care of the child in most cases. Those are archetypal patterns.
And so these are traits or narrative structures that kind of recur throughout time and across cultures?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, how did it occur to you that this could actually be a job?
Well, it didn't occur to me really until my wife told me that she was seeing that I was struggling with this dental technology coming to an end for me, and she had already been through this dream analysis program herself and was actually now using her experience as a minister and now this new added Jungian psychology. She was using that to become a therapist or a counselor. And so one day she said, well, you know, Flemming, you're a pretty smart guy. You should try and do the same thing, you know, and go the same route as I have and, you know, take the same course at least and get into it.
What did you think about that when she first suggested that?
I first thought that maybe that would be over my head. And it was in the beginning, learning a new language, the psychological language, was difficult for me. But on the other hand, I've always loved reading and studying spiritual stuff. And so I immediately felt very attracted to it and loved it from day one.
So how do you translate that into like a clinical practice where you're actually interacting with somebody?
Well, the way that I work is that my emphasis is on the dream work. So when I have a client, very early on, we start talking about their dreams. And that is, of course, supported by the story of the client, of what they are going through, the problems they have, what they're facing in the everyday life. And then I ask them to start a dream journal. And the dreams are wonderful because they really bring to the surface the images that are actually running the person's life. And so you look at these images and you can really help the patient look at this and see, well, this is maybe, you know, I need to look at these problems that I'm repeating over and over again that doesn't really bring me any, you know, place forward. For example, I just recently had a dream, I will share it with you, where I dreamt that I was receiving all these impressions from a dentist. My whole table was full of these old alginate impressions. And it was telling me that this was a very old way, because that's not how it's done anymore. And so I was dreaming about something, an old way of doing things. And it pushed me to act on it and to say, I need to get rid of all this stuff. That all my dental stuff needs to go, because it is an old way of life that I don't need anymore.
So you feel like you recognized from thinking about that dream that you were persisting in something that was not healthy anymore?
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, let's take the archetypal image of somebody dreams that they're walking up the mountain, right? And they are 80 years old. Well, that's not really a place for an 80-year-old to be walking up the mountain. They're actually walking down the mountain because they are on the descent. If we follow the archetypal pattern of old age, that's a time where we need to kind of settle down and go inward and think about life and be of service to others.
Are there some dreams that don't really mean anything?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, because what happens is that as soon as you go to sleep, then the brain just starts its own thing. And some of it is maybe important. Some of it is not so important. And then maybe you have a dream and you wake up from the dream. And what happens is as soon as you open your eyes, the brain starts taking in all these things from your room and your partner, and it pushes the dream in the background. Most people will experience that very quickly. The dreams are gone. And that's because of the work of the brain. The brain doesn't want to hold on to it because it has other things to do as soon as you wake up.
And so does that suggest that if the dream gets pushed back rapidly, that it doesn't persist, that maybe it's got less to do with something relevant?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That maybe not that important a dream. If you have what we call an archetypal dream, and it's like you wake up and it's like a movie. You have been in a movie and you see everything. Well, maybe that dream really is important and you need to look at that.
Can I ask you about, you don't have to go to work right now or anything, but can I tell you about a weird dream that always sticks with me?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, I don't have to pay you, do I?
No, you don't have to pay.
So it's one that I've never thought that it has anything to do with my life. I just found it a very weird stretch of the imagination in which I dreamt that I was an insect, and I had the point of view of an insect, and critically, I had like the mental machinery of an insect, because I felt only two things. I felt a drive to eat and a drive to not die. And that was it. And it was only those flickering back and forth. And so I remember a visual and this just a mind with nothing but those two things in it. And when I woke up, I thought, I'll bet that's really what it's like to be a bug.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that has any significance, but I mean, it was a kind of an act of imagination that I don't think I could have conjured up in my waking life. Mm-hmm. So is that a common type of a thing, or does that tell you anything at all?
Well, I would say potentially your dream is very interesting because it talks about a very primitive stage, because an insect is not that sophisticated and they don't write books or have big thoughts. So it's definitely a dream about a very basic state of being. Kind of like a beginning place, really, of creation. So your dream tells an image about going back to something very basic. What that is, I can't tell you, because then we would have to be in many more sessions. But that has an archetypal kind of feel to it.
I hadn't put it together that way. How was it to... Like, it's hard to start a new job when you've been doing one thing for a long time, and to all of a sudden be an expert in something, and then to become a beginner in something. So was that tough for you, or how did that go?
Yes, it is difficult because you will make mistakes when you're a beginner. It's the whole process. It's a learning. There's a long learning curve, and you got to be humble and just say, yes, there's a lot of things I don't know. On the other hand, I'm not under the same pressure as young people are, as in your age, for example, because I already received my Social Security and I'm well, settled into my life. And so there's not the same pressure as when you're younger. For me, it's doing something meaningful at the end of my life. I'm doing something that I really love, and it's important to me.